This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
So then the folk that want to be a policeman end up being a policeman for whatever reason they want to be a policeman. That goes true for every walk of life. So what happens if those of us who love God will take on those positions and will take on whatever we need to take on in order so God can get glory and not sit back and say, you know, I'm going to let somebody else do that because, you know, I just don't feel like doing that. But if God is calling you to do a greater work, you need to do a greater work that God is calling you to do so his word can be done and his will can be done. We obey him because we love him. Believing prayer is wonderful medicine to soothe a troubled heart. Notice what Philippians 4:4-7 says. This talking to us, those who love the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord when? Always. And Paul said again, and I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Let me say that again. Don't be anxious. Don't get worried. Don't get mad. Don't get frustrated about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. Don't get all bent out of shape about anything. Don't get so mad that you want to kill somebody about anything. Don't get so frustrated that you're going to hate anybody about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. Present your request to God. Before you get ready to tell them off, tell God about it. Before you get to that extra little point, just tell God about it. Let God work in that. Listen, whenever you get so upset and so mad, you got to cuss somebody out or you got to do something bad to them or you got to tell them they're another one, you got to do whatever it is. That has never solved anything. Now, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Oh, no, Pastor, you don't know. When I cuss them out, I feel better. But do you? And if you do, for how long? Because when God lives in you, that's not a great feeling. And then what makes matters worse, when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and you done that, now you got to go back to the same person and apologize for what you said. It's best not to have said in the first place. But look at what he says. He says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. In other words, when you're praying, be thankful for what you're going through because all things work together for good. You're going to thank God no matter what the circumstance is that you're going through. In everything, give thanks. Because God is working it out for you. You got to have that kind of faith. I don't see how God is working it out. I don't understand how God is working it out. I don't feel good like God's working it out, but I'm going to give him thanks because the word said give him thanks because I know he's working it out for me. Yeah. Sometimes God uses you to get somebody else. Yeah. It's his will being done. He wants somebody else saved. He might put you through something just so somebody else will come to know Christ. Because that's what's important. We might have all the comfort we want to have here. You might have all the money you want to have here. You might have all the cars you want to have here. You might have everything you want to have here. It makes absolutely no sense to get everything you want down here and die and go to hell. Because you're going to be there a lot longer than you were here. So it's so important to say, God, thank you for the greatness you placed in me. Thank you for the love you put in me. And Lord, help me to live day by day in such a way that others may see the love. Others may see the joy. Others may see the peace. Look at what this text says. It says, again, Philippians 4, it says this. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Woo! Let me say what they're saying, and I'm done. We would like to think, once I pray, God, fix this, that God's going to run like a cosmic bellhop and take care of whatever it is. That's the kind of life we really want to live. We want God to fix it. When I pray about it, God, fix this, fix this, fix this. Do this, do this. Give me this, give me this, give me that. He said, no, 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 no. He said, no matter what the circumstance is, you pray. Look how he said pray. You pray. You petition him with thanksgiving. Bring a request to God. Now, what will God do? And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ. In other words, whatever the situation you're praying about that you want God to hurry up and fix and God to get it right, instead of God fixing that thing, God said, I'll fix you. Yeah. I'll put you in a position where you'll be able to get through what you're going through. I give you a peace that nobody can understand what you're going through. And through that peace that you're going through, it works out for his will, because others can see that peace in you and others will want the same peace you got. And when they ask you, how can you have so much peace in the midst of this turmoil? How can you be so joyful in the midst of this sadness? How can you get through all you're going through? That's when you begin to say, not because I'm so educated, not because I'm so pretty, not because I just live on the right side of town or have the right bank account. No, you say it's because God loved me so much that Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. You can have him in your life as well and can have the peace and the joy that I get through knowing him. Keep trusting God. Keep believing God. Yeah, we can do this. We can do this. Do you believe that God will do what he says he will do? God can fix it. You need to believe he can. And again, you've heard me say this over and over again. How does God fix it? It's not because he snapped his finger. It's not because he blinked his eyes. It's not because he waved his hand. It says he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, but it's according to the power that works in us. Because God lives in us, he will use us to get his will done. That's why we can't look at each other like nobody matters. We have to look at each other like everybody matters. You don't know who it's going to be that God will use to make that transformation in your life that you need made. I know folk will tell me, well, some folk tell me it's about some preacher or another. I don't want to hear nothing they got to say. I don't want to hear them. I don't want to hear nothing. I said, but you don't know. God may have something for you in there. Well, I don't like that. I don't like. Well, let me ask you a question. If you're out in the ocean and you're drowning and a ship comes by, are you going to say, oh, I don't want you to throw me the life preserver. I know your life. I know how you've been living. No, you don't throw me a life preserver. Is somebody else up there that could throw me one? And that's kind of how we act. Begin to judge each other when God is saying to us, he's the only judge.
That's right. Amen.
He needs us to love each other in such a way that he could get a message to us so we'll live for him each and every day. God did great work through men and women, through our civil rights movement. God did great work through those who have served down through the years. God did great work through ordinary people. God used them during difficult times under the banner of his word. Nonviolence, peace, love in the midst of chaos and confusion. Is there word from the Lord now? Out of all they've been through, same word. Same word, same God. I know folk think about slavery and how our people were able to go through slavery as they went through, how they were able to have families, even though many times their families were taken apart and they were sold. But yet through all of that, they continued to persevere. Well, how do you know, Pastor, that they persevered? Look at where you're sitting right now. In the midst of being enslaved, at night, by lantern, by bonfire, they built this building that we're worshiping in right now. They could have taken the money to purchase their freedom. They could have taken their money to have a better situation right now. Like all of us, I want a better situation right now. But they took what they had and they built a sanctuary to God at night after working all day in the fields, working all day, but at night built this facility, this sanctuary, this place we come worship. They did it as if they were trusting God. Same word. Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Then all these things will be added. So instead of trying to get together and purchasing their freedom, some of their freedom, they said, we're going to build a sanctuary to God. And this building was dedicated in 1861. And less than 2 years later, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation that not only do they get their freedom, but all those in all the slave states as well. It pays to trust the Lord and to know that he'll work it out in your life. So take time right now to say, yes, we got to do it. We got to work in such a way. We got to find out, how can I use what God has given me to make a difference in all of society, to make a difference in my family, to make a difference in my life, to make a difference everywhere I go. We know that all of us have trials and tribulations. Every last one of us going through something. And everybody thinks they're going through something is worse than somebody else going through something. But it's all just something. But God is a God who will help us in the midst of what we got to go through. He'll bring us a joy that only can come from knowing him. He'll bring us a peace that can only pass all understanding. He'll bring everything that we need. Well, Lord, how do I get that peace? How do I get that joy? How do I get out of feeling like I'm feeling? How do I get to a way that you want to do it? I'm glad you asked. He sent his son through 42 generations. And as Jesus came to this earth, went about doing good, he showed us of how we ought to live. He showed us how we ought to love. Even when they got him and they crucified him with nails in his hands, nails in his feet, crown of thorns in his head, even as he died on the cross for all of our sins, he even said, Father, forgive them. And there was one, he said, today you'll be with me in paradise. He kept on ministry, even in the midst of his hurt, even in the midst of his pain. He died that we might have life. But we understand that early on that third day, he got up from the grave with power. Power of the grave and victory over death. That same Holy Ghost power dwells within us today to be more of what God would have us to be. The question is, will we allow God to take first place in our lives, to be everything he wants us to be? Matter of fact, at this point, I'm going to start with prayer before we have an invitation to discipleship. If you right now know that whatever you're going through, whatever the tribulation it is, whatever the hardship might be, but you want to say, God, work in me in such a way, transform me, God, that your will can be done in me, I'm going to invite you to come and stand with me as we pray together that God will move his own transforming way in all of our lives. There's so much more we can do, but there's so much that we're going through that no matter what you're going through, God knows, God cares. God will help you. Just say to the Lord, I need your help. That's all I'm coming here saying now is, Lord, I need your help. That's all it's saying. We're going to pray to him to get the help you need. We're going to ask him to fix it. We're going to ask him to turn it around. We're going to ask him because we trust him. We believe him. We believe he's God all by himself. Now, don't think because you come up here, folks going to say, oh, I don't know why she went up there. I'm trying to figure out why they went up there. No, just figure out why you coming.
Yeah, all right.
Just figure you out. Because God got this. God even knows what you're about to go through.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you might want to come because you're not sure about what tomorrow holds.
Jesus.
You might want to come and say, Lord, I need you to help me with what I'm about to go through.
Yes, Lord.
But trust God on the day. We're going to pray that God would touch, he would move, he would strengthen, he would bless. He would answer prayers. There might be prayer for employment. There might be a prayer for owning your own business. It might be prayer for wealth. It might be prayer. But whatever you ask God for, ask God to help you to have it so you can use it to bring others to know him.
Yeah.
When you pray in his will, he said, whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it. That's the prayer we're talking about.
Yeah.
If you're praying, God, help our church family to be on one accord.
Yeah.
Then interpret that prayer and say, Lord, help me to not talk down our church family.
Yes, Lord.
Use me to do what you want me to do,
yes,
that you might get glory. You want a better marriage? Lord, make my wife a better wife. Make my husband a better husband.
Yes.
Come with a prayer saying, Lord, make me a better spouse. Because
yes,
you're a better spouse, you'll probably find a better spouse.
Yes.
Let's pray. Lord God, we love you, we adore you, we magnify your name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for loving us and caring for us in such a special way.
Yes,
God, you know what we need.
Yes, Lord.
So we come humbly before you right now.
Yes, Lord.
thank you for everything you place in us. Your love, your grace, your mercy, the power to do right, the power to transform our communities. Thank you, God, for power. Thank you for strength. Thank you for just an opportunity on this brand new day to be a brand new me. Use us now, God, as instruments of your peace, that those who don't know you will come to know you, and that those who know you will grow in you. Bless us now, God, in a special way. You know the concerns. You know what's on our minds. If there's a need for healing, God, we pray that you heal right now in the name of Jesus. There's a need for finances, God. We pray that you set it right in the name of Jesus. There's a pray for relationships. We pray that you mend it right now in the name of Jesus. God, whatever the need might be, we turn it over to you right now. Have your way in our lives, and we will give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Bless us, God, so we can truly be a blessing unto others. Let us do your will, your way. We thank you, we love you, we adore you. We count it all joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, GIVELIFY. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.